welcome to the Minoc Logs, a Star Wars podcast which covers the Legacy comic series. I'm your host, Jake Harmon. Today I'm going to talk to you guys about the universe behind it. If you've already seen the movies, then you probably have a pretty good idea of the basics of the Star Wars universe. If you haven't, I advise you to watch them now, not only for context, but also because they're just great films in general. Because of that assumption, I'm not going to go into great details about simple things in the universe, such as what's the difference between a Jedi and the Sith, and who the Skywalkers are. In the Legacy timeline, though, there are quite a few unique things, which I will be going over soon. I'm not going to start just yet with the Legacy timeline, though, as I'm going to focus on the New Republic era from Star Wars Legends. Before Disney took over the Star Wars franchise, there was a rich lore and canon which connected all of the books, video games, and movies together. That lore, now known as Star Wars Legends, was divided into many different eras, the important one now being the New Republic era. That era begins after Return of the Jedi, where the Rebellion has forged itself into the New Republic, with a new government headed by Leia Skywalker. Perhaps the most important event in this era was the Yuuzhan Vong invasion. The Yuuzhan Vong were a race from another galaxy who had very advanced biotechnology. Everything from their weapons to their ships were organisms. Though they maintained a low profile for a few years, once they struck hard. Soon they were knocking on Coruscant's door, and the planet fell. Eventually, with the help of the Jedi, the New Republic drove them out and proclaimed a peace. While the galaxy called for the Vong's heads, the Jedi saw the importance of their biotechnology. They offered the Vong redemption. If they cured the plants that they had previously destroyed, then they would be able to stay in the galaxy. The Vong agreed to the Jedi's gracious terms and set to work. That was until many years later the coral seed started to cause monstrous growths in people. Although not just against the Vong this time, they were after the Jedi as well. During the chaos, what remained of the Empire started to invade the galaxy. In the chaos, a new empire headed by Rowan Fell attacked with the help of the Sith. While the Galactic Alliance was caught unaware and quickly routed, the Jedi had learned from Order 66 over 100 years ago. They retreated to a secret training academy on Ossus, where finally the Sith have tracked them down, starting in issue number 1. But that's all for next week. Before I end this episode, though, I want to go over the 4 major factions. The first one is the Sith Empire, headed by Darth Cryot. He's ruthless and cunning and will stop at nothing to achieve his vision of a united galaxy. The second Imperial faction is that of the Fell Empire. Formed from the Imperial remnant 3 generations ago by Jagged Fell, the current Emperor entered into a deal with Cryot where they would work together to destroy the Galactic Alliance and Jedi. While they achieved both of those goals, Cryot ended up backstabbing Rowan Fell. Now, the Fell Empire survives on the fortress world of Bastion, just waiting for its chance to get its revenge. The third faction is the Galactic Alliance. While no longer a true government, it still holds power in the outer fringes of the galaxy. It's headed by Admiral Gar Stazzi, who maintains control of the Warfleet. Stazzi is constantly leading the fleet on raids on Imperial trade routes just to get by. The fourth, and often forgotten faction, is the New Jedi Order. The New Jedi Order had learned its lessons, and when Coruscant fell to the Sith, it retreated to a secret training academy on the planet Ossus. Once Ossus fell, though, it scattered, much like Order 66. Now the Jedi live alone in various parts of the galaxy, just trying to avoid the bounty hunters and the Sith. Thank you for listening a little while longer, and if you have the time, please check out these websites. The first one is Derek R. Audet's website. He graciously allowed me to use his song 2 Feet Below 10 Million as the intro and outro music. You can find a link to his website on ours. Speaking of which, type in minoc.weebly.com. That's minoc.weebly.com, and you can find our humble abode there. Not only do we have episode downloads, but we also have a calendar of our release schedule, as well as a form feature. You can find our social media pages on Facebook and Twitter as MinocLogs and @Minoc, respectively. You can also email in your thoughts about the show to theminoclogs@gmail.com. I would like to point out that the Minoc Logs has no affiliations with Disney or any other official Star Wars related company. Thank you again for listening, and have a wonderful day.